This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Some top Trump administration officials denying they were behind a New York Times opinion piece, an op-ed blasting President Trump. AP Sagar Magani following the story.
With the president furious over an attack from within, denials are coming in from Vice President Pence's office down through the cabinet, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who says he didn't write the piece, and whoever did should step down.
If you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option. It is to leave.
National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats is among those also denying any role in the piece. With several prominent officials saying they weren't involved, the pressure could now be on others to follow suit, with questions raised about those who don't. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors have announced criminal charges against a North Korean hacker they say was involved in a string of cyber attacks, including the 2014 invasion on Sony Pictures and a 2016 heist at the Central Bank of Bangladesh. The hacker, Park Jun-hyuk, is a computer programmer, member of the North Korean regime-sponsored hacking team known as the Lazarus Group. The group is accused of engaging in a multi-year conspiracy to conduct destructive cyber attacks on banks and other institutions around the world. Syria will be on the diplomatic center stage when diplomats seek to avoid a possible bloodbath in Idlib province, the last region of Syria still controlled by the rebels. The presidents of Russia, Turkey, and Iran hold a summit in Tehran. UN Security Council holds an emergency session, with 8 European Council members saying they are deeply concerned a military strike in Idlib could create potentially catastrophic humanitarian consequences. This is VOA News.